This is the Afternoon Drive Show.
You're listening to Impact 103's Drive 326 with myself, Khosi Dankomisa, and it's so good to be with you on this Friday, the 1st of November.
Amen.
And man, oh man, the weekend is finally here. We're in a brand new month. It's officially 10 minutes after 5 o'clock. Well, make it 11 minutes after 5. And we still have quite a bit of time before we wrap things up at 6 p.m. I've got some good music that you can look out for. I've got some Anthony Evans just before we get to 6 o'clock that you can stick around for, as well as local music also. That's locked up and loaded in this hour. I'm even losing track of where I am in terms of music. But that can hold for a moment because I've got a conversation I'm looking forward to having right now. Joining me in studio is Jay Ross. If you're wondering, yeah, but when did Lebo's voice get so deep suddenly?
The news have gone deep.
Yeah, I can promise you it's not Lebo at all.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Jay Ross, a friend of the station. You know him. He's one of us. He's got a show every single Saturday between 4 and 6.
Amen.
Foreign exchange.
Amen.
Always got... What do you say? You say... crossing borders, bridge and land.
Yeah. United by the Savior's hands. Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
I always listen in and I try to wrap around with it. And like, crossing borders, bridge and land. But I always mess it up. Jay, how are you doing?
I am so blessed, man. Super blessed to be here.
It's great to talk to you.
It's actually our first interview on Impact, so that's very cool, man.
Yeah, because it's always so hard to get a hold of you. It feels like all the Saturday, fun is happening on Saturday. So now I know people are saving you for Saturday and you saving energy for Saturday. So at least I got a slice nyana on a Friday afternoon.
No, you're the busy guy, sir.
But it's not just the two of us that's having this conversation. Joining us via the line is Retief Burger, local artist who's also going to be part of the Kasi worship that's happening a little bit later on this month. Retief, welcome to Drive 326. It's good to have you.
Thanks so much. It's so good to be with you.
It's great.
I'm sitting next to a rugby field watching my child play rugby, so that's
man.
Why I can't be in studio. Being a dad. Come on.
That's a good reason.
The future Boca.
That's a really good
Here
reason.
Here we go. There goes the box.
Well, gents, I mean, thank you so much for joining us on this Friday to talk about something that I think a lot of us are getting more and more excited about. Kasi Worship is happening in a couple of days here in Pretoria. And I highlight that because previously it was in Soweto and now it's in the 012 in the capital city.
Yes.
And this is a monumental moment for us as Pretorians in Tswana to see
this.
But for people who might not know about Kasi Worship, maybe let's start there. And Jay, maybe I'll rope you in into this one. Because a lot of us will hear Kasi Worship and we thinking worship night, lights. Look, leading artists,
bling and all of that stuff.
All those things.
And it's not that.
But you're saying it's not that. Help us understand what it is.
So Kasi Worship obviously was born 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And the Lord birthed it through myself and my wife. And we've been working on this event, actually this movement, you know, just to go into the communities and bring in the light, you know, the light of the Lord. And this year it's kind of different, and going into Mumsy, you know, given the drug problem that's there, we know the gangsterism and all the darkness that's in the Kasi, and it's basically going into the community and bringing the light and the antidote for you know the darkness. And you know, we excited. I mean, obviously the Lord uses the worship, you know, to open up the platform, but you know, it's more about Jesus. And I want to emphasize that it's not about ourselves. It's not about you know, the glams, the glitz, and all of that, and the lights. I mean, for instance, we've got the show starting at 9 a.m. in the morning, which is not usual for an event. So it's starting at 9 till 2 p.m. and that is entirely because we want to focus on the guy, the main man for the season, which is Jesus.
Yeah. And I mean, this is really important to be able to create space that's isolated, targeted towards highlighting and really making great the name of Jesus.
Come on.
And Kasi Worship sounds like it's going to be a gathering of people coming together literally just to be able to do that. And Retief, I want to rope you in at this point because Jay speaks about how from the forming of Kasi Worship and it becoming what we know it to be, it's 3 years in the running, it's now coming to Mamelodi. As an artist, you know, and a minister of God's word through song, and being a pastor at Every Nation at Tswane, what does it mean to be a part of a vehicle like Kasi Worship? What drew you to be able to say, you know what, I definitely want my hand to be up and put my hand to the plow and be a part of the vision that Jay Ross is sharing?
Yeah, no, it's such an honor, such a privilege, humbling to be able to be part of what God does beyond a cultural and language barriers. And there's always two things for me that can unite people and races, and that is worship and prayer. And I always think of Revelation 7, where from every tribe, every tongue, and every nation around the throne. And that's only possible if he's on the throne and none of us.
Come on.
And so to enthrone Jesus in that moment, regardless of race or background or language, for me to be part of an event like this where we literally get to the people, it's not even in the night. There's no lights. There's no, like you said, glitz and glamour. It's pure Jesus. I know it might be called a worship concert, but it's not a concert. It's just a worship event, a gathering of people to lift up the name of Jesus, and we trust that things will shift in the spirit. And me and Jay, he's about half my size because I'm kind of a big bloke, and the two of us being brothers from different mothers, just uniting in Christ and just making that statement as well. And it's not window dressing; it's really authentic and real, and our hearts just knit together. And I'm like, let's do it. Let's glorify Jesus.
Man, it's beautiful to see the body of Christ coming together in platforms like this, and really for the sake of the body of Christ that's outside of the four walls of church. And Jay, I maybe would love for you to, what I do know is that the heart of Gussie Worship remains the same, regardless of where it is and when it
100%,
is.
Yeah.
But there's kind of like a message that God will put on your heart for a specific area.
Yeah.
Maybe tell us a little bit more. You touched on it slightly when you're talking about the drug issue in Mamelodi.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more of the heart of this particular one this year.
So basically what we want to see is a switch, and particularly in young people's lives. And we want to call each and everyone to step into service this year. We want everyone to have that servant heart, because we know that Jesus didn't come to be served. He came to serve.
Yes.
And he was the greatest servant, but yet he's the King of Kings. So, and this is the message we want to come across, and we want to inspire all these young people, because it just takes that one switch for people to be born again, you know. And for me, being stuck in a drug addiction life where I was stuck for 12 years, my brother, I didn't know where to go, because the devil had me in a corner. And let me tell you something, I was crying out and saying, please somebody help me, but there was nobody there. There was no born again believers there for me. But you know what? Because of the grace of the Lord and Jesus Christ made it happen for me to get out of there. So that's why I'm so passionate about a drug-infested place like that's got young people that's stuck in Nyaupe. And, you know, using this platform to push them into, you know, purpose, to push them, you know, to step into service and for their community to start changing. Because nobody's going to come there and save them except themselves. And we can only do it through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Jay, I think what's so beautiful is that this isn't just something that you're saying for the sake of, you know, it's the right thing to say. It's something that you've seen somewhere, or it's something you've read in a book, but this is something that you've lived, like you're rightfully saying, that you've been in the position of the people that you're hoping that the Lord will reach during Gussie Worship here in Mamelodi. And I think that stands out so much. But Adif, I want to bring it back to you. You know, the theme, like Jay was saying just so well and so eloquently now, was a step into service. And that in itself has so much weight, that statement. Three words that carry so much. What does it mean to you, you know, when you saying, I'm coming alongside this, and kind of your heart for worship at this event with a theme like step into service?
Yeah, I think of Romans 12 as 1 and 2 that says your reasonable act of worship and that is service. It's actually amazing that the word latreo or latreua in the Greek makes one actually think of a latrine, like a toilet.
Sure.
It's like scrubbing the toilets. In the Old Testament, the worship leaders, the Levites, were also the janitors in the temple. They were serving. It's not this glitz and glamour and this celebrity thing that we've made it these days. Wow, for me, it's so countercultural what we're doing, and Christianity is an upside down kingdom where the King of Kings came to serve and not to be served. And for me, it's very simple. Let's just follow his step and let's gather the volunteers on that day, people to come and serve, just get nothing out of it, just serving.
Yeah.
And it's if we really believe that we are servants, because you can easily serve, but you don't have a control. conviction that, listen, for the rest of my life, like for myself, I've been on many stages, but for me, I still roll cables. I still stack chairs. I still do the normal stuff, even though I'm a pastor.
Yeah.
You never graduate from serving, no matter who you are.
Mm,
and to let that come across, because there's no entitlement in the kingdom. There's only one title, and that's Jesus's.
Mm.
And if we can portray that, we can inspire that. And a generation that always waits for people to come and serve them, if we can turn that around, inspire that, man, it will be amazing.
Oh, wow. Man. Yeah.
Wow.
You've said quite a bit right there that I think a lot of us are just feeling like, my goodness, that is so good. And I think the fact that you mentioned that the service isn't something that we do for a moment, but actually being able to understand that we're servants, called to serve,
yes,
and we're able to kind of really hold firmly on that more than anything else, and trying to pretend that this is something that we do for a moment. It doesn't end in a moment. Jay, I want to bring it to you. You know, there are people who are staying in Mamelodi that are listening to this conversation right now, and
100%.
They are part of the community that's plagued by this, and they've got neighbors and friends, and they're thinking this might just be for them. What do you say to them?
It's definitely for them. It's definitely for the community. This was made, and I wanna say everyone that is in Mamelodi listening right now, and probably you know about Kasi Worship. Please go online, book a ticket for a friend, book a ticket for someone that you know needs it. There's a family member somewhere there stuck in Nyaope as we're speaking, standing at the traffic lights, not knowing where to go because his identity has been stolen by the enemy.
Yeah.
And we want to restore people's identity. We want to bring back Christ-centered life in everyone that lives in Mamelodi, and this is the only way we can start changing this nation of South Africa, by starting in the capital city and starting in Mamelodi. Do you know what Mamelodi means, brother?
Yeah, I do know, but break it down for everybody else so that they know. What does it mean?
I want to see.
You're testing me.
I'm testing you.
You do understand that this is not foreign exchange, Chief. This is Drive 326. This is my house here.
No, it's Jesus' house.
No. This man. Retief, let me come back to you. Jay is getting out of control over here. Retief, for people who would love to come through, when and where is it happening? I'm going to come back to you once he's calmed down a little bit.
Yep, it's 30 November. It's Moratele Park in Mumps. The gates open at 8 o'clock. We start at 9 and we end at 2 o'clock. Tickets at iTickets being sold. And I want to encourage everybody in the suburbs to get your way to the Lukasi, to get into Mumps, to step out of your comfort zone, step into service, come and join brothers and sisters from different backgrounds, and let's just worship the King.
Yeah, man, it's going to be fantastic on the 30th of November. Jay, obviously it's happening at Mamelodi, at Moretele Park. Mamelodi meaning the lady or the mother or the woman
of
Melody.
Yes.
So this man thinks... You think I've got the 3D print of the Pretoria in my blood? This is as original as it comes.
I'm just checking because now you don't live in Pretoria anymore, so you've moved all the way to Joburg, you know?
Jay,
so, yeah.
Please order into the rest of the show, please. For people who want to get tickets, where can they get tickets?
So tickets are available on iTickets. They are on sale, and for the people in the Kasi, just go. You'll see there's a tab for you there. If you can't afford to buy one, you can get one there for free.
Yeah.
And that is done because we want this worship to be accessible by everyone. Everyone must be able to come and worship the King of Kings. And we know salvation is free, guys. You know, God has paid the ultimate price. We know that He went to the cross and He bled for us, and we shouldn't be doing these concerts and making them 1,100 for people to worship. Gandhi, what are we coming to worship? Are we coming to worship the man, or are we worshiping God? So I'm just asking everyone that's out here, like Retief has said, everyone that's coming from the suburb, guys, this is your time now to step into service. Let's go serve the King of Kings and serve the community of Mamelodi. Yeah.
And for people who want to get more information about the Kasi Worship concert, maybe to get more details of how it's going to be running, where can they go for that?
Okay, so we've got a website. It is kasiworshipconcert.co.za. And the beautiful thing, guys, this guy that's on the other mic there, he's going to be one of our hosts at Kasi Worship. So we are very excited to have Khosi as the host. Retief, we've launched him today on the socials. And we're excited, man, to have you on board because I believe you also have the voice for the youth. and you speak quite well for the Lord, and you know, yeah, you represent the kingdom so well. So yeah, we are excited.
Man, I'm really looking forward to it for various reasons. I think as someone who's grown up in Pretoria, I understand the value of being able to go back and plow back into that land, yes, but also to be able to like Latif mentioned 100% earlier on, to say, hey, service never ends. You want to serve the next man next to you, and if it looks like serving the person down the road, the person in the studio, or the person in Mamelodi, with the gospel of Christ, be able to say, you know what, we strap up the boots and we all head there and make sure that it has to happen. So yeah, looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a phenomenal time. Radif, J. Ross, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon, and all the best, guys, leading up to the 30th.
thank you for having us.
100%. Yeah, Radif, I think he's focusing. There might be a try that's going in over there. Jay, thank you so much for joining me in studio to be able to chat about this. And for you who's maybe listening right now and you want to get more details on this, head on over to the website, www.gussieworshipconcert.co.za. You'll be able to get all the details from there. Maybe you're driving, like I always say, and you're not able to jot all of this down. Pop me a message on the WhatsApp line with the words Gussie, and I'll be sure to send that through to you. And like Jay mentioned earlier on, let us be the ones that will walk out and actually make the time to say, you know what, I want to go out and step into service in my community, in my city. Maybe you've never been to Mamelodi before. This might be the opportunity for you to be able to do that. And let us go serve the people of Mamelodi, not for our sake, not for our own growth, but for the sake of them encountering God and for the sake of the sharing of the gospel.
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.